principle of silent way. Teacher should start with something the students already know and build from that to the unknown things. The teacher should give only what help is necessary because learners bring with them the experience of already learning language. At the beginning, teachers should look for progress, not for perfection, because students learn at different rates and learning is a process which takes time. Students should engage in a great deal of meaningful practice without repetition, because students need to develop their own inner criteria for correctness to be responsible for their own productions in the target language. Teachers should concentrate on how students learn, not on how to teach. Silence is a tool. It helps to foster autonomy. It removes the teacher from the center of attention. The teacher speaks only when it's necessary. Students can learn from one another. The teacher's silence encourages group cooperation. When students hesitate if they are making mistakes or not, they ask each other instead of asking teacher. Students' mistakes are important and they are necessary for teacher to learn where things are unclear. Silence helps the teacher to closely observe the student's behavior. The teacher can gain valuable information from students' feedback. He can learn what to do on the next lesson.